Often we see the legacies of a community's leaders in a building named in their honor, or a park that has been memorialized with someone of great significance. But as Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill writes, it is more likely that our legacies are the small events seldom noticed.
I left my footprints in the snow once. As I look back at them, they seem to me like fossils etched in ancient limestone. And I fancied my footprints as artifacts of sorts, tangible proof that I once existed in time and space. The next day, the snow melted and the footprints were gone. The place that once knew me no more. But why had I walked this way at all? What is the meaning of a life journey? As I've aged, I wondered how I might be remembered when the roll's called up yonder. It won't be something I would prefer, I'm pretty sure of that. Engineering my own legacy works all right for writing my obituary, but I know I can't snooker close friends, especially a spouse, children, and even my enemies, with the kind of hyperbole I hear in eulogies. I say that because I know from personal and professional experience that at funerals, the preacher rarely tells it like it is. He wants to be kind. When the funeral ends and the people retire to the reception and have a drink, what they say of us, although not necessarily flattering, emerges with a freshness and spontaneity that is far more endearing than the noble but dubious tributes of a eulogy. My wife, teasing me one day, threatened to tell this story at my funeral. She thinks it's funny, and that says a lot about who I am. Maybe, but she's entitled to her opinion. Anyway, I once ordered a set of long underwear pants. I had been spending time outside in the winter marshes of the Eastern Shore photographing. I didn't need the underwear immediately, and weeks later, when I opened the package and tried them on, I discovered they had no fly. I'd been sent a woman's set instead of a man's. I was furious at the botched order. Hearing me sputtering from the other room, my wife came in. "You've got them on backwards," she said. Why am I here on this earth anyway? Why was I sent? It's not because I'm getting things right. There are more things than underwear that I get backwards. I can't prove this, but I have felt at times that each of us is assigned a single task to execute during our lives. The nature of the task, however, we'll never know. Even while completing it, we'll remain unaware. The assignment could be anything. A word spoken here, a letter written, a small gesture there, or simply being available when somebody needed us. We might accomplish this within a family, doing business with strangers, while traveling, or simply waiting in the doctor's office, a muffler shop, or on the checkout line. Whatever the particulars of the assignment, the specifics will play themselves out, but mostly unremarkably. Perhaps only one or two persons will notice. But the act will somehow contribute something of value to our lives. Like the tiny mustard seed that produces big trees, we may one day, in the great beyond, realize that the most significant events of our lives, ones that endeared us to others, ones that mattered most, were hardly spectacular, often banal, and frequently goofy. We'll all leave footprints, we just won't know which ones anyone will notice and remember. The moral here? Tread lightly. George Merrill, On the Shore.